Welcome, everyone, to KTWHLP Two Harbors Community Radio, 99.5 on your dial, ktwh.org on your streaming device, bringing you this week's stories behind the stories in the Lake County Press with editor Kitty Mayo. Good morning, Kitty. How are you on this wet and raw kind of a day?
Oh, it's exciting to be alive when you're staring down a gale, but no, it's not a blizzard. It's a lot of mixed feelings, but definitely feeling alive.
Oh, yes. And if the forecasts go as we expect, you know, while we're recording this, it's just chilly and windy and wet. By the time it gets on the air, maybe it'll be time to find the snow shovel. But setting all of that aside, we have a handful of great stories in front of us, starting out with the midterm elections results.
Yeah, an exciting week. You already know I love election week, Tom. So the news for us locals in Two Harbors is that in the contested city council races, most people probably know by now, but some still maybe haven't heard, that Mike Castle was the winner in the contest for this councilor at large seat. And Uriah Hefter won the most votes for the Ward 1 council seat. So we have two new faces on the city council. And there were lots of other interesting and exciting things that played out affecting our region. And for in many cases, I guess I'll say it like this, in many cases, our regional and federal legislators held their seats except for one that's still playing out, and that is Representative Mary Murphy, who was the longest running female legislator in Minnesota after 46 years. Right now, from what I've seen, the latest count was that there was a difference of 35 votes between her and her challenger, Natalie Zalesnikar. I do not know. I haven't heard yet if there's going to be a recount on that.
I think with a margin as small as that, state law mandates a recount at the state's expense.
You may well be right.
Well, that's the way I understand it in any case. But yeah, this has been an interesting week here. And nationwide, there are results that could trigger me to talk for hours, and so I will do my favor to the community by clamming up and letting you proceed as you see fit here. If you had nothing more to say about the midterm elections, then we could talk about Crystal Bay Township's update on their composting and recycling project.
Yes, I would love to talk about that. David Abbas, who is a resident of Crystal Bay Township, and previously active on their board of supervisors as well, and just a very active member of the northern part of Lake County community, gave a presentation to the county board about a composting and recycling project that's a pretty novel, but then again, it's really not. But it's a ambitious food composting project, and it was proposed quite a while back. And David's been working on it. It looked like there was plenty of funding to fund it fully through a grant from the state. And then that didn't come through. And then it did come through. So there's been a little bit of whiplash. Right now, as it stands, it's going to go forward. And it, like I said, it's pretty ambitious. It's requiring a 5-person task force from the community and various entities to work together to get this going. People have a lot of questions. If we start bringing in a lot of food waste into one spot, is that going to draw animals? The answer is yes. And there's ways to work around that. David and Christine McCarthy, who represents Environmental Services for Lake County, are working with the MPCA to develop this site, which will be up near in Crystal Bay Township. So, like I said, in the northern part of the county near Finland. And I can't wait to find out more about it. But you can read more about it in Katja Gordon's article this week.
Oh, sure. And proper food waste composting generally, not always, but generally precludes fats and meats unless there are, mm-hmm. are measures taken to get those well-digested. Fats mm-hmm. in particular are problematic. There was a food waste composting project in Duluth in one of the schools on the east end of Duluth, and they ended up with a very significant rodent issue that had the entire neighborhood alarmed. And so, yes, there are measures that do need to be taken. My household composts food scraps, you know, but it's mixed in with leaves and dirt and grasses and other things that go in the compost bin. And as long as the food is kept covered, it's not been a problem in my yard or anyhow. So, and it's a yep. it's a great way of disposing of it and getting something useful in return. So
exactly.
Hats off to them. And David Abbas is a special case. Him and Mother Nature are pretty close friends, and so yeah. they've got a good working relationship.
Indeed.
Educational election at Two Harbors High School drives home the meaning of democracy for students. Now, that sounds kind of provocative.
I know, right? Again, with the election stuff and fun for me. So this article is written by a student, a new student to the Lake County Press. Her name is Amaya Grindy, and she is interested in learning about journalism. So welcome, Amaya. I am so excited to be working with her. She is an 11th grader at Two Harbors High School, and she was able to write a piece for me about the mock elections, as they call it, that the government class, Mrs. Wasco's government class in Two Harbors put together, and everyone was able to choose to participate in during their lunch hour on Election Day, November 8th. So Amaya wrote a really great piece describing that, and she got some quotes for other students who are thinking about what elections mean to the idea of citizenship and democracy. And I found it just wonderful to hear all these messages. I also have a photograph from Wyatt Huddleston of a student voting. So I think that's a really neat piece for people to see what our students are up to and what they're learning.
Well, this is good. You know, schools are institutions of learning, and not all of the learning happens in the classroom during scheduled classroom hours, and this is mm-hmm. one example of that, and I'm all for it. Our next piece here is coming out of Silver Bay. That city has approved moving ahead with a library renovation and expansion project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of projects, like you know, Tom, had to kind of take a back seat during COVID and got stretched out a little bit longer than they might have otherwise. And this is one that the city has been discussing for quite some time. Their library needs a new roof. That's been determined. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And they started thinking about, well, if we're going to pull that part of the building apart, does it make sense to do some other expansions and renovations that would really improve the quality of experience for patrons? And they have decided, yes, it is. There was some discussion at last week's city council meeting in Silver Bay that spending money when there's a layoff from one of the larger employees, this is North Shore Mining, you know, is that good timing? And it was determined that because of some really hard work by Shannon Walls, who is the newer director of the Silver Bay Library, the time is right, because Shannon has been knocking it out of the park, working on getting grant money. So it looks like there will be a pretty significant amount of funding coming forward from a variety of entities to help with this, to the tune of hundreds of thousands of dollars that are already looking very confidently secured. And it appears that Shannon Walls has been doing just great work getting that money together. So new roof, there's going to be an expansion, especially the entry way to make it more accessible to everyone, no matter of their mobility issues. And then also, I think things like, you know, that just need to be replaced over time, like carpets and shelves and things like that.
Sure. If they're able to find money, then there's no time like the present, because the costs mm-hmm. of this kind of work never go down. And so, yes, if you have the money, then the time is now. And there's plenty of work, especially in a library, for when you're doing this kind of work. You have to have a pretty large group of volunteers to move books around and get things out of harm's way, you know, if they're going to start getting into the interior. So there's no time like the present. You bet.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are willing to volunteer, there's no present like the time. You see what
exactly.
I did there? That's kind of a little,
yeah, that's
little,
good. I like that.
Little nice. Word thing there. Do we have a fun language or what? all kidding aside, rebuilding a library is serious business, because a library is serious business for civilization as we know it. And I will again stop there and allow you to close out your program with the Veterans Day concert returning to Silver Bay.
Yeah, and this is a funny timing one. The listeners from the radio will hear this on Friday, which will be Veterans Day. However, this particular story will not make it into this week's edition, but I just wanted to mention it because of the importance of Veterans Day and remembering all of our veterans, past and present. There has been an in-person Veterans Day concert in recognition, honoring, and memory of all veterans in Silver Bay for many years, and it came back this year. It happened on Monday. I have another student. We've mentioned Marley before. Marley Schumacher is in Silver Bay. She participated in the band portion of the Veterans Day concert, and she will be turning in a story next week with some pictures talking about that. So look forward to that, and remembering all veterans for Friday, Tom.
Yes, the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and that happens Friday. So thank you for that. And is there anything else that just could not wait to get out?
Yes, there is one thing.
Do it.
There has been a sudden influx of cats to the Lake County Historical Society. It's rather a crisis/emergency situation. More than 30 cats all at once. They can't all be homed at the center. There's not even enough space for them there. This happened in one day, kind of fell swoop thing. If you have any interest in helping animals, whether you can home one, help volunteer, they need lots of attention. They need a lot of help at the center right now. They only have a couple of part-time employees there that actually get paid, and then they really rely on volunteers and donations. And think about rehoming a cat. That's something that our family had the great opportunity to do. We have a new family member from just a couple of weeks ago from the Lake County Humane Society. And we're so happy that we were able to give our little lovely cat a home, and that they helped us do it. And hopefully people will go check out what's going on up there. They really need help.
Well, just remember, a cat really does complete your home. I have one, and I've always had one, and I get it. So good luck to all you homeless kitties out there who are looking for a human. The time is now. So, to our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you on the radio again next week. And to you, Kitty, as well, thank you, and bye for now.
Thanks, Tom.